friends. Welcome to Storytime with Janet Keeler. I'm Janet, a former journalist and now a journalism professor at Eckerd College, who just happens to be in love with children's picture books. So this podcast is for grandparents, parents, babysitters, and kids of all ages who want to share the joy of reading children's books aloud. I'm very excited today with our guest is Mandy Morris. She's the Youth and Family Services Coordinator for the St. Petersburg Library System. Welcome, Mandy.
Hi, nice to be here.
Tell me what else you do besides that. You have more things. Or explain that to us, what that means.
So what that means is I oversee youth programming from birth to ages 18 for all seven of St. Petersburg Library System's library locations. I have an excellent team of librarians and paraprofessionals. They're the ones out in the community executing the programs, story times, science programs, teen hangout programs, craft programs, technology programs. So we do all kinds of things for youth in this city.
All exciting things, I think. So I grew up in a military family. We moved around quite a bit. And then when I became an adult, I moved around a lot, too. And the first thing I ever did, which we ever did when we got to a new place, is we went to and got our library card. Always, right away. And then when I got older and when I was on my own, the first thing I would do was get a library card, and the second would be to register to vote. Those were the first couple of things. So were you a library kid?
I was very much a library kid. In elementary school, the library was right down the street from me. After school, my dad would take me there. I knew the librarians, and I would pick out books. I was also very close with the librarians in the media center at the school. That was always my favorite activity, to go into the media center at the school. And, you know, I grew up in the 80s, so I was reading Louis Sachar, and I was reading things like that. So the Little Critter books were always my favorite when I was younger, as Mercer Mayer. So,
yeah, those are cute, really cute books. What do you think about what about the library made you feel at home?
I think it's when you go there, the librarians want to help you. They want to invest in you. They want to see you succeed. But also the books, you can, when you're reading, you can go anywhere, and anywhere, it doesn't even have to be Earth. You can go anywhere. You can find friends in books. You can find encouragement, empowerment. You know, our mission is inform, connect, and empower with the St. Pete Library System, and that's what books do.
Say that again. Inform?
Inform, connect, and empower.
I love that. Yeah, that's great. And you feel like that when you walk into the library.
Absolutely.
It's all that information.
Absolutely. And, you know, I got into libraries because I believe information is the key to what sets people free. Information is what helps people better themselves. And so, yes, we have the nonfiction books where you can learn different hobbies, learn how to be an entrepreneur. But if you're reading fiction, that's going to teach you empathy, critical thinking. It's going to help you. It's going to set you free.
Yeah, thank you. That's a beautiful sentiment. So I had the joy this morning of going to the West Community Library to your story time and an event you had there today, and listening to the Mayor Ken Welch read a story, and that was fun to watch. And then one of your librarians read a story to the little people that were there. So what's the why is it important, story time? Why do you do that at the library?
Story time is important because we want to be able to model for parents what different aspects of early literacy learning looks like. So, yes, we want to come and bring the kids in. We want to entertain them. We want to start firing off those little synapses in their brains. But it's also important for us to, you know, be literacy experts in the community, especially early literacy, to be modeling those behaviors. We like to follow the Every Child Ready to Read. There's five components of that, and that's talk, sing, and we did a bunch of singing.
That's right, the wheels on the bus.
The wheels on the bus, open, shut them, you know, different, you know, classic children's songs. But so that's talk, sing, read, write, and play. And we did those. We talked, we sang, we played. So it's just engaging those kids' brains and giving them new experiences. But like I said, really showing parents how they can engage with their children at home as well.
You know, I never really thought about that until we've been talking about it, Mandy, this idea of like, how parents engage with children. I mean, I think parents are worried about so many things, right? I mean, money and clothes and getting into decent schools and just a lot of worry sometimes, health issues and all kinds of things that I hadn't really thought that much about parents learning to engage with kids over books.
Yeah. And it, you know, it doesn't even have to be books. You doesn't even have to take, you know, if you're at the grocery store, you can engage with your child, just talking with them. Babies Need Words. That's another initiative. And one of our partners, which is Turbo Babies, they kind of, you know, their philosophy is parents are child's first teachers, and they have these literacy key rings that they give out, and it's things that you can do in line at the grocery store where you're just kind of asking your child questions, you know, talking about your child, about your day. And, you know, we give out calendars too, where it's just simple things that take 5 minutes where you're just talking and engaging with your child.
It's funny when you say that. I was thinking about when my son was little, and I remember going to the pediatrician, and she said, you should be talking to him all the time because that's how he's going to learn his language skills, and that's how he's going to. And I thought, oh my God, if I talk to him, I was so a little bit freaked out and nervous about that. But sometimes you just kind of go about your day and you don't think about those things, and they are pretty simple.
Yeah, they're pretty simple, you know. Or it's like if you're cooking a recipe at home, you know, or cooking at home, you can, you know, help you count out how many things you're putting in there. Or, you know, you're getting ready for bed, let's arrange your stuffed animals from largest to smallest. It's things like that. It's just very simple things.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. Well, that's also too, you're kind of meeting them where they are.
Yes.
Right? You're not, okay, sit up straight. Mom's reading a book. Okay, everybody listen up. You know, it's not really like that.
Yeah. And even if, you know, the kids are just holding the book and they're flipping through the pages and looking at the pictures, you know, and you can talk to them about what's on the page.
Yeah, for sure. So school is pretty much out.
Yes.
In Florida. What can you talk to us about some of the programs that the libraries have?
Absolutely. Our summer reading kickoff is Saturday, May 31st at 10:30 a.m. at the Johnson Community Library. Our theme this summer is Color Our World, which is art-based theme.
Oh, fun.
So from May 31st to August 2nd, we are going to have events at all of the St. Petersburg Library locations. And we kind of divide it up by ages. We will have our normal early literacy story times. And we during the summer, we do an outdoor story time every Wednesday at 9:45 a.m. at Crescent Lake Park. But we also have story times, you know, at all the libraries. Mirror Lake, we do on Mondays, Wednesdays at South, Fridays at North. So, you know, every day of the week, we've got early lit. But during the summer, because of school being out, we really try and focus on school age kids. And we break that up to kindergarten through second grade programs. So every Monday we'll have a K-2 story time program at the North Community Library. And that's in the afternoon. And then we have K-2 craft programs that will travel around. And then we have programs for third through fifth graders that are focused on activity, STEM type based. We call it Stream Club. We put the R in there for reading. Mm-hmm. And so we've got things like, you know, Matisse and Moore, where you're doing painting. Mm-hmm. We're doing collages. We're doing a messy art program. We're doing all kinds of things like that.
You wouldn't want to go to that. That sounds like fun.
Exactly. We're doing teaching sewing at Mirror Lake. We're doing embroidered bookmarks. So things like that. And, you know, and then, of course, we'll have book pairing. We're doing fantasy science. You know, if you want to kind of jump in between the pages of your favorite fantasy book, we're going to make magic potion bottles and things like that.
You have the best job ever. And the librarians that work with you, my God, how much fun is all that?
Oh, it's so much fun. Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, my team is just incredible. And then we do have teen programs. We do an escape room. We're doing Creation Station, where you can design canvas chaos, where you can use finger paint and things to make canvas bags. We're working with an organization called We Art St. Pete, where it's a teen artist talk where teens can come and meet local artists. So we're doing that.
Oh, I love that. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's really nice, I think, too, for kids that are good at art, that sometimes people think, well, what are you going to do with that? You know, how are you? And then to actually meet adult artists that are successful, that's really a nice connection.
Yeah. And then for adults, we have programs for adults. We have all ages programs. And then we have special performers that we do hire. We have a wonderful storyteller called Wendell Campbell. He's going to be at a couple of our locations. We've got Tony the Balloon Man. We've got Magic and Mayhem. We've got Shanna Banana coming. And I'm so excited about Shanna Banana. She's
always fun.
She's so much fun. So that, but, and then another piece of this, these are activities, but we also have a reading app called Read Squared,
mm-hmm.
Where you can create an account for your family or individual, and then you track your reading on there. And so for every day you read, you earn a point. And then there's different prizes for different age groups. So for the littles, it's a bingo card with early literacy activities. If they complete so many activities, they get a book. And then for the elementary age kids, once you log enough reading, you also get points by attending programs or reading a Sunshine State book. Once you get enough points, you can get a free book. You read a bit more. You get a chance to win a Kindle Fire.
Wow.
And then the
final
final prize is if you read enough, you get an invitation to our end of summer party. It's a pool party at the E.H. McGlynn pool. And it's so much fun. We have a lot of fun, and then once they read enough, they get that invitation to the end of summer pool party. For the teens, they also get books, chance to win a Kindle Fire, and we do gift certificates to local businesses.
Wow. So there's so many resources. And we had talked a little bit earlier today about, families and students that have transportation problems that maybe they are issues and maybe they can't get there. So if they've got a library card, they can check out digital.
Absolutely.
Check out things digitally, and they can still do reading at home or reading with, parents or caregivers.
Exactly. Absolutely. And, we have camps that come in and register their kids, and they come and pick up the prizes. But, yeah, that's something. We have wonderful digital collection. I like to promote Cloud Library mm-hmm. and Hoopla. Those are two services we have that have e-books, but audiobooks. If, you're on a road trip, check out these. It's free with your library card. You can listen to an audiobook with your kids. They get
in the car.
Same
right, on
benefit.
That big road trip or even on an airplane, right? You've got the headphones and you can do that. So, talk to me a little bit just about this new literacy guide, this early literacy resource guide that you're putting out. And it just came out, right? So we can get copies of them at all libraries?
Exactly. You can get copies of them. The city worked with Thrive by Five, mm-hmm. The Community Foundation of Tampa Bay. It's an early literacy resource guide, St. Pete specific, and it's got all kinds of different literacy organizations. There's QR codes and description of the program that takes you to that program. So it's, different online services, different free services in the community that your child can attend, or, there's so much out there. So it's a nice little booklet that really is a nice guide of all the different literacy resources and assistance you can get in around the city.
There is so much going on here, so many resources in St. Pete that I think it's just amazing all the work that's going in to help kids, get a leg up with literacy and read. And also, too, like you said, and help their parents. Because, again, we're not all, we didn't get to go to library school like you. So lucky that, we sort of are flying by the seat of our pants a little bit. So it's really nice to have all this guidance. Now for the fun part. You've brought a book.
I've brought a
to
book
to read. I see you have, and as a true librarian, you have a stack of books.
Stack of books. Yeah, because we had talked about what trends.
Yes,
and
right.
So I kind of had librarians. We really like data, so I had somebody pull up the top circulating kids titles last year.
Oh, great.
So I can go over some of those.
Yeah, tell us a few of those.
So for picture books, our top circulating was Night Owl by Christopher Denise. It was a Sunshine State book and a Caldecott Honor.
Mm-hmm.
Rhinos Don't Eat Pancakes. That's an older book from 2015. And then Mo Willems. Mo Willems is still mm-hmm. king for both picture books and beginning reader. And then
what's the title there of that?
He does elephant and piggy series, Nuffle Bunny. Like, he has all kinds of pigeon. So Mo Willems, he's fantastic. And then Unicorn and Yeti, that's another big series for beginning readers. And then for juvenile fiction, believe it or not, Diary of a Wimpy Kid is still the most popular. It is still up there. Magic Treehouse and
Dork. Oh my gosh, Magic Treehouse.
Magic Treehouse.
Oh, wow, we're going back.
Dork Diaries. and then there's some new ones, Dragon Masters, mm-hmm. and then Last Firehawk. And that was also a Sunshine State book.
Yeah.
But the biggest trend we've really seen is juvenile graphic novels have taken off.
Mm-hmm.
Back in like 2018, 2019, that was about 3% of our youth circulation. And that's jumped out to about 11-13%.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So Big Nate is really mm-hmm. big, Dog Man, and then Dragon Kingdom of Renly and Wings of Fire.
So still lots of fantasy.
Fantasy and dragons.
Everybody loves a dragon.
Everybody right? loves a dragon.
And now we know they don't eat pancakes.
They don't eat pancakes.
I'm not sure I want to hang out with those dragons if they don't eat pancakes. But so tell us about the book that you brought to read.
So I brought a book called The Book Hog by Greg Pizzoli, and it is about a hog, a pig. And hog here has several meanings. He's a hog, but he likes to hog books, and he rides a hog, or other words, a motorcycle. So, and he has a secret. He has a secret that we find out about.
Okay.
Okay. So this is The Book Hog by Greg Pizzoli. And in the front cover, it says, "Books are for sharing." The book hog loved books. And as you can... In the book, he's got lots of stacks of books around him. So you see all the books here? And he had quite a few. And when I mean, he had a lot of books. He loved the way they smelled. He liked sniffing them. And he loved the way the pages felt in his hooves. And he especially liked the ones with pictures. Here he is. He's sitting on a toilet. He's being so silly. He's reading a book on a toilet. Isn't he a silly hog? He picked them up here and there and anywhere he could find them. But the book hog had a secret. A big secret. What do you think his secret is? What do you think his secret he has? He didn't know how to read. He had never learned. He was surrounded by books, but the book hog couldn't read a single one. Look at him. He looks so sad. He's surrounded by all these books, and he can't read them. The book hog went to bed every night without a bedtime story. Oh, here he is, tucked in his bed. He's sad. He's got all his books around him, but no story. One morning, he went out looking for more books. Here he is, driving through the town looking for more books. He came to a long, low building, and he smelled some books inside. He snuck through the stacks, adding several books to his pile. But then a soft voice said, "Would you like to join us for story time?" It was Miss Olive, the librarian. "Pick out a book and I'll read it with you." The book hog blinked and then he swallowed. You'll read a book with me?" "Of course," said Miss Olive, "as many as you'd like." Here he is. He's got his book and she's going to read it to him. This gave the book hog an idea. "Wait here," he said. He went home. There he is, hopping on his hog. He's driving home. And he came back with some books. He came back with more than a few books. He's got a whole trailer full of books. Miss Olive led story time, and the book hog listened closely. He heard many stories, some funny, some sad, some kind of in between. Over time, and with practice, the book hog learned to read on his own. Here he is on his hog going with his books. He grew to love books even more, not just for the way they looked and felt, but for the stories they told. Here he is. He's the one reading the book to the children at story time. And yes, the book hog still takes a lot of books. And what's cool is in the beginning of the story, the books don't have titles on the side, and now they all do because he knows how to read them. But he always brings his books back to the library. The end.
Oh my gosh. I can't think of a better book for a librarian to read. My gosh. I mean, that is such a sweet story, and I'm sort of like getting kind of teary, but you read it so beautifully.
Thank
and
you.
I love how you, you know, kind of stop and show like the interaction you might have with kids. So I really appreciate you spending time with us today and explaining some of the programs at the library. And so if we go to splibraries.org, there's full schedules. People can figure out what they can go to, and there's adult fun things too. And
absolutely,
you know, maybe you can get a kid and sneak into story time because that's awfully fun.
It is a lot of fun. And I forgot to plug, we have a new bookmobile that is debuting at the summer reading kickoff. There'll be a ribbon cutting, so we have a bookmobile that's going to go around town.
And again, that's at which library?
It's at the James Weldon Johnson Community Library at 1059 18th Avenue South, and that is Saturday, May 31st at 10:30 a.m.
Okay, so more schedule at splibraries.org.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Mandy. This was really, really fun. I want to come to your story time.
Please do. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.